Late night, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. From Harry Hurley Way in the world's playground to the broadcast pioneers of Philadelphia Hall of Fame.
I want to congratulate my friend, Harry Hurley.
You're about to find out why Harry Hurley has been named to the Talkers Magazine list of the 100 most important talk show hosts in the nation. Live from the studios of Town Square Media in Northfield, it's Hurley in the Morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, thanks very much. It's just about a few clicks away from 5 minutes past the hour. We're expecting any moment the arrival of the president of the Atlantic City Professional Firefighters, Local 198. And of course, he's never late. He's actually 1 second early. That's when you're dealing with somebody like this, that's a professional in the public safety arena, they have a tendency of being very precise. I wrote a story back on June 3rd for WPGTalkRadio.com. I read it into the record here the next morning on the Hurley in the Morning program. It was titled, Tom Foley Earns Big Union Endorsement Over Small Opponent. I like playing with the names. I think it's fun. Wasn't to be emasculating or unkind. I just think it's fun. He does it with all his campaign stuff, you know, vote, think big, vote small, you know, this kind of stuff. So I won't read the whole piece, but I began with an absolute truth by writing that it's always risky business when a union decides to make an endorsement in a local election because you have to live very closely with the ultimate results. And you don't see it very often because if you're going to go against, I mean, you see sometimes unions will endorse an incumbent who has no chance to lose. And it's all cushy and, hey, happy joy. No risk there. But they endorsed a challenger running off the line against the incumbent, against the governor's regular Democratic Party ballot line. And I give John and his union a lot of credit because that was a gutsy thing to do. But keep in mind, they've got Ventnor and Margate apparatus in their fire stations as we speak. So it's almost like a what did you have to lose scenario as well. And I didn't put it in my column that I wrote 7 days ago, but I did mention it in my on-air commentary about 1984 when my brother, he had not yet joined the Atlantic City Police Department. He was the PBA president in Ventnor. And they endorse it. By the way, I think Don Hurley, I could be right about this. I think he's one of the only people in the history of the state to be a PBA president for two different locals. Atlantic City PBA Local 24. And for some reason, I forget the number of the Ventnor City PBA. I'll know it when I hear it, but I can't remember it. But that's a good little trivia question there. And Don and Stoney Libritzi at the time and other veterans, I'm sure people like Bob Streb and the two Ravis brothers and others, Jerry Schaefer and others, they endorsed three challengers actually, for a three-member city commission, and two of them won. You talk about, I mean, rolling the dice. And hitting pay dirt. Well, the Atlantic City Professional Firefighters endorsed Tom Foley and Marty Small won. Joining us now is the president of the Atlantic City Professional Firefighters Local 198, John Varallo. Mr. President, welcome back to Hurley in the Morning. How you doing?
Hey, Harry. Always a pleasure to be on. How are you?
Good. My honor, your honor. So you guys took the shot, and what's the temperature now that it went the other way?
Well, Marty ran a great campaign. He's strong. His candidates did, the council at large did well. So it was a big day for him. There's no doubt about it. So you have to definitely, you got to offer a big congratulations to him and his team. But, the reality was it was always his to lose. There was never like you said, he was running on the line, Democratic nomination. He had the endorsement of the governor. He had all the money. He had Brendan Gill, who was basically, I think a lot of people would say he's responsible for Governor Murphy's rise. I mean, he's a genius when it comes to elections. So there was a lot of obstacles. It was a mountain to climb. But, you know, I think we ended up where we needed to be 3 days before the election, 4 days before the election, based off of what was happening in the world that we live on. You know, we take these positions as leaders of our locals. And, you know, we are there to represent our members and our interest as far as the health and the safety and the concerns that we have that impact us. And, you know, unfortunately, over the last couple of weeks with the letter that was written to the state, to Assemblyman Mazzio regarding the language in the takeover bill, some of the conditions with our apparatus and things that were happening, we really felt as though that we were in a position where we had nothing to lose at that point. We were on an island by ourselves. And you know, it's unfortunate that it had to work out that way, because I think even you mentioned it before, we had no intention of getting involved in this race. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we did what we thought was necessary at that particular time, to basically send a message and say, this is where we're at and this is how we feel.
Let me ask you a question, because I wrote about this also and did an on-air commentary, but it's not provable at this point. And even the timeline tells me that there's something sketchy about it all. And so I couldn't do a vintage Hurley has learned and confirmed type deal, because it didn't make sense to me. I interviewed a number of sources. I think you're going to know exactly where I'm going in just a second, Mr. President. I interviewed a number of sources because it was brought to my attention that right before the election, the city was threatening to not make the purchase of the necessary apparatus. And I believed it when I was told it, because anything in bizarro world is very readily possible these days. But then I started to think, wait a minute now, it's only been approved on first reading by city council. Second reading, I know in advance it is going to be approved. So how could they cancel something before it was even voted upon? So was there a threat that was made that equipment, that apparatus rather, was not going to be purchased?
There was definitely a rumor. I mean, no one from the mayor's campaign team ever made that comment to me, to be very clear. Nothing was ever said like that. Matter of fact, quite the opposite. Council President George Tibbetts reached out to me, and it was a gentleman throughout the whole entire process. And he said, listen, you have nothing to worry about. I will not allow that to happen. So, you know, but there absolutely was, I think more so on my side, there were some conversations with different people. And I think it was kind of whisper down the lane stuff that kind of started to trickle out. And they were basically saying that they were going to put this stuff on hold because of the endorsement, and we got to wait for the dust to settle, and we're going to see, you know. And I really did not pay any mind to it. I just kind of, we kept operating and kept, you know.
I mean, when it's so bad that you have Ventnor and Margate equipment, apparatus, to even hear somebody say something like that is, I mean, that should be criminal. That purchase has to be made. And I went on record yesterday, John, and said, I know that Marty Small will not allow that to take place. Some knucklehead may have said that with hubris, and you were going to take care of you guys. How dare you, you know, endorse our opponent? We're going to fix you and all that. Whatever happened, happened or didn't happen. But in the end, it will be voted on second reading. And I have every belief that Mayor Small, he will never step in and stop that purchase, because actually I would consider it an act of official misconduct, actually. That equipment is necessary, and you are putting the lives of Atlantic City residents in danger if anybody were to do some knucklehead stunt like that. I don't think that's going to happen, John.
And neither do I. I think after, you know, no one in the mayor's camp said that, just to make that very clear again. You know, there was never, we never heard anything like that. It was just a rumor that was going around. I think the mayor is he's more, it's business. He's not looking for any, you know, he won, you know, pretty handily. I don't think that there's going to be anything moving forward. I'm sure he's not happy with me, obviously, you know, and he's not, I don't even think he's not happy with him. He's probably not happy with me personally. But, you know, Harry, the one thing that your listeners, even you, have to catch my back on is that I have always been extremely, extremely vocal on the takeover of this town.
Yeah.
When we talked about Mazio and Vince Palestina, I've lived this as the president of this local. I've watched my men and women retire, have their pay cut. We've had funerals. I've had a guy caught in a flashover. His disability was, you know, 70% at the time. The law firm was crushing us, changing our hours. This was a very, very serious matter, especially for somebody like me. I've spent a lot of time away from my family and my children in Trenton, on the streets, fighting in a courtroom, layoffs right before Christmas. So to see a letter go out to Mazio, now the election's over and the whole issue's over, but that's where we were at that point in time, is that we felt it was a direct shot at us.
And by the way, hold on for the break. I say it's not over. They wrote this crazy-ass letter, three-page letter from Marty Small and the city solicitor. It's not over. They're actually taking the position that they want to keep civil service out of Atlantic City, and some, I have the letter, and some other awful things. I would contend it's not over, not even by, you know, any stretch is it over. The other comment that I want to get on the record is, because I've speculated about this, this is what an administration can do, though, to exact retaliation, and that is, in progressive discipline, any time that an administration could give a department or an employee a break, but instead, because of retaliation, they drop the hammer. Do you have any concern about that kind of circumstance? Because that I can see. And they can fake and act like, oh, look, it's in the rule book. Look, it's an infraction, and we're just holding accountable to what we've all agreed to, and, you know, and all that. So that's easy stuff to do. It's nasty, and it's wrong, but it's easy to do. More with John Varallo right after this. Don't go away. Sean Hannity is up, so the break is about a minute and a half longer than usual, but we'll be followed with our Hurley in the Morning timeout, and then right back to John. Steve Lehman, who is running for mayor of Atlantic City, will join us at 7:35. He filed before Election Day, possibly even on Election Day, come to think of it. He will be running as an independent. And then, of course, you have Tom Forkin running as the Republican nominee. So there is a contested race on multiple fronts in the world's playground. We'll be back with John Varallo. This is the Hurley in the Morning program. Here's Sean.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
By the way, I didn't like reading all of these rich people not paying a penny in taxes. Now, apparently none of them have broken the law, you know, but you got Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, all billionaires. Now, I don't know if part of it is that they own property and maybe the property appraisal currently raises their wealth significantly, and you wouldn't pay taxes on it until you actually sell the thing, because an appraisal is one thing and selling it is another thing. Because I know in my life, they take half my money, and I tell every friend of mine, pay. They're going to spend billions now more doing audits and harassing the American people. It's all coming.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Since 1964, Hustler Turf has been engineering and making the original zero-turn lawnmowers right here in the USA with U.S. and global parts. Professional landscapers and homeowners rely on Hustler's trademark smooth track steering, their durable welded steel decks, and their premium reinforced seats that provide a superior ride and ultra comfort. Once you drive a Hustler, you'll immediately feel the difference. And let me tell you something else, you'll actually look forward to mowing your grass. These top-of-the-line mowers allow you to mow faster and more efficiently. For professionals, that means more money in your pocket. For homeowners, that means spending more time with your family. If something should ever happen to your Hustler mower, or you simply need a replacement part like a new blade, help is never far away with Hustler's gigantic network of over 1,000 dealers nationwide. Visit HustlerTurf.com to find one near you. That's HustlerTurf.com.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, Late Night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Oh, yeah, it's on at Matt Black Nissan.
The summertime sale is on at Matt Black Nissan. And the deals are heating up. Put zero down, pay 0% interest for 60 months, or get $2,500 off MSRP on every 2021 Nissan Murano in stock. Plus, we need your trade. Buried in a current loan or lease? Matt Black Nissan wants to get you released so you can drive the all-new loaded SV model 2021 Nissan Rogue. Lease just $299 per month with zero security deposit. Plus, our fast-track checkout. Bring any vehicle to Matt Black Nissan and get top dollar today in Egg Harbor Township, next to Home Depot, or online at MattBlackNissan.com.
It's on at Matt Black Nissan.
Negative equity will be refinanced into new vehicle. Rate qualifications exist. Not all will qualify. 0% APR financing based on 1667 per thousand borrowed. Offers can be combined. 36-month, 10,000-mile per year lease. Lease selling price $28,590. Call 877-289-6670 or go to MattBlackNissan.com for complete details. Offer ends 7/5/21. It's on at Matt Black Nissan on the Black Horse Pike, Egg Harbor Township.
Escape to the Jersey Cape for sun, fun-filled days, and exciting nights. With 30 miles of pristine beaches from Ocean City to Cape May, there is plenty of room to stretch out and enjoy the cool ocean breezes and gentle surf. Boardwalks, amusement piers, casual dining, and shopping have been family favorites for generations. Pack up the kids and spend a day, a week, or more in the number one vacation destination in New Jersey. Visit our award-winning free zoo, bike or stroll one of the many county parks, or walk one of the nature trails to appreciate the great outdoors. Evenings offer fine dining, dancing, wineries, breweries, distilleries, and shopping. No matter how you spend your days at the Jersey Cape, there is something to do for everyone. We missed you. Come and escape to the Jersey Cape. You deserve it. Come to rekindle old memories or make new memories. Memories that will forever be souvenirs of the soul. EscapeToTheJerseyCape.com. Brought to you by the Cape May County Department of Tourism.
Introducing Acme Drive Up and Go. Just shop online at Acme Markets or use the convenient Acme Delivery and Pickup app, and we'll do the shopping for you. Place your first online order and get $30 off when you spend $75 or more. Limitations and restrictions apply. Visit acmemarkets.com for details. This week, strawberries or blackberries are buy one, get one free, mix or match. And Lancaster brand USDA Choice Beef Boneless Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound in the value pack. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
It's finally summer. Hurry in for summer savings at Sport Dodge Ram. During the Ram Spotlight Sales Event, save big with up to $4,550 total savings. Or get 0% APR financing. Looking to lease? Right now get a new Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for only $239 a month. But you better hurry. They're going fast. Get offer details at sportdodge.com. Then get to the coolest store at the shore, Sport Dodge Ram, where trucks really do cost less.
You have now through June 16th. Get moving with the Planet Fitness Black Card for zero enrollment, $22.99 a month, and check out all the perks, like access to over 2,000 locations, bring a guest anytime, plus massage chairs and so much more, with tons of space in our super clean clubs. Your fitness is essential. Get all the perks of the PF Black Card for zero enrollment and $22.99 a month. Deal ends June 16th.
Get all the exclusive perks of the PF Black Card for zero down and no commitment.
Commitment may apply. See club for details.
Free health care. Hundreds to more than $1,000 per month in disability compensation and tens of thousands for college tuition. Choose VA and see why veterans trust in VA reached an all-time high. Claim the benefits you've earned at choose.va.gov.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, Late Night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, thank you. 23 minutes past the hour, visiting with John Varallo, president of the Atlantic City Professional Firefighters, Local 198. Sort of a debriefing of Decision 2021 and, of course, the extraordinary decision to endorse in the race. And I just know politics, that will not go without an incident of some kind. It may be unprovable. It may be subtle. But you can't do that and nothing happened. It's sort of against, you throw an apple up in the air, that apple's not staying up in the air. It's coming down. John, I pose the question, do you expect any type of retaliation in the form of progressive discipline, some kind of decision that comes down that's adverse, that maybe in the past something minimis would be overlooked, but then now the hammer will be dropped. I like Marty, and I think he's a good guy in many respects, but sometimes his name does fit. He can be very small and sometimes hasty. And I could just see some time where there would be somebody that does something stupid or just something really not serious, but that you could still drop the hammer on them. Do you know the expression, every action has an equal and opposite reaction? Do you expect any blowback?
Honestly, I really do not. And I understand what you're saying, and I agree in most circumstances. You are probably 100% correct. And I'll tell you why. I know some of the, well, I know all the guys up there and gals, but, you know, Anthony Swan and the solicitor's office, I just don't think they're going to allow it. I think I'm going to have a tougher road personally. I think that, you know, it'll be tougher for me for a little bit. If I want to, you know, do something, or if I'm trying to make a phone call or get into a meeting or something like that, I believe that there might be some pushback, you know, especially for a little while until, the dust settles, right, if you will. But I really don't see them retaliate. Now, there's obviously going to be the, if something happens and a dishwasher breaks tomorrow, we don't replace something immediately, I'm sure the first thought that's going to come to somebody's mind is, oh, we're being retaliated against. You know, that's kind of how it works in our world, is that everyone right now is going to be on edge, and they're going to assume that every single little thing that happens is going to be retaliatory. I think they're a little bit more professional than that.
Yeah, like I honestly hear somebody at some point, and they'll do it off the record and they'll be sneaky about it, but, and it might not be Marty himself, but some lieutenant thug or something like that will say, hey, what are you coming to me for? Go to Tom Foley. I'm telling you it's going to happen, John. I've been doing this 30 years. I'm the brother, identical twin brother of a union leader who was a great one. I know what goes. You can't do what you did and nothing happened as a result of it. He was already holding, so it's not like magic that I say Foley and he shows. Foley is here. Tom, what are your thoughts about this discussion?
Well, first of all, as I said the other night, I'm very, very proud of what I call the bravest. And certainly the bravest is the firefighters of Atlantic City. And I thank them for their support all the way to the end. And as John knows, I'm not going anywhere. This is my hometown. And there were a lot of issues raised during the campaign. And one of the issues, of course, was the civil service and everything that has to do with civil service and arbitration. And the other issue, Harry, was that what happened at the fire station on California Avenue. California Avenue is running without water. I mean, they have a ladder truck there, but it takes about eight blocks for either sixes or threes to get there. And they're the only thing. So those poor firefighters that are in there are attacking a fire without any protection whatsoever other than a fire extinguisher.
Terrible.
And, you know, that's unheard of. And I'm hoping that, and Marty did say during the campaign that he thanked me for saying that, and he will look into correcting that situation. So let's hope six or four gets reopened, engine four.
What does your experience tell you, Tom? And I know John is not naive. There's no Pollyanna here from John. I mean, I know exactly what he's doing. He's got a union to lead, and they don't want any trouble. What does your experience tell you? Do you expect there to be some form of retaliation?
Well, Harry, I hope not. You know, if there is, then, and believe me, I will be there and talking all about it, not only on shows like yours, but everywhere in the media. So to put the pressure on if they do something dumb like that.
Yeah, by the way, what I'm going to do, everybody that knows me, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to say it. And if it does happen, I'm going to blast them.
Harry, you've always been there for public safety every single time. You know, I've known you about 30 years, and I've known your brother. I told you that in one incident where I came back with a general alarm, and I said, Harry, what are you doing sitting at the front desk? And it was your brother.
Yeah, so funny.
I'll never forget that. That was the day I met Don.
I'm everywhere, Tom. I'm at the desk. I'm wherever you need me.
I said, oh, my God, Harry, why is he wearing a police uniform?
I talked about that one day. when you see what you see and you accept that it is who you think it is, even when it looks incredulous, I mean, it's kind of a funny thing. Tom, let me give you a closing comment, and then John, the final word, because we're running out of time here.
Again, John, thank you very much. The courage that you guys show is beyond belief, and you do it every single day of the year as a firefighter, and I really thank you guys.
Good to talk to you, Tom.
No problem.
Mr. President, closing comment, and look, I want you to be right. I don't want to be proven right that there's awful things that are going to come, because there's no room for that. There's no time for that. It's too serious of a vocation. I'm a big believer that elections come and elections go, and when they're over, they're over, and you get on with governing. So I want you to be right that there is no parochial, stupid retaliation. And I would urge anybody out there that's in a public position, appointed or elected, if you engage in something like that, I will report you to the Attorney General of the state of New Jersey. And if you violate federal crimes, federal laws, I'll report you federally. I'll report you locally. I'll report you to Damon Tyner. I'll report you to Attorney General Graw. So it's not a threat. It's a promise. And I especially don't like sore winners. So be good winners and govern well and do the right thing. And if you had done the right thing, you wouldn't even have had that. That endorsement wasn't even going to happen. How do you write a letter a week or so before the election where you say there's not going to be, you support the state for there to be, you talk about sellout. That's like Jim Whalen stuff. That there's not going to be support of returning civil service and things like that. John, I don't want to get lost into the weeds in this conversation. That's why you guys stepped up. I mean, you had a very anti-union, anti-employee rights doctrine written to the state. That was no joke.
It was no joke, but more than being anti-union, it was anti-Atlantic City. And there was things in that letter that addressed issues that were specific to labor, but it did not address issues that were specific to the residents of Atlantic City as far as the initiative and referendum, council trying to set agenda. The reality is that the fire department, especially since I've been around, we've been on the forefront of fighting this takeover. The mayor won big, and I'm not coming on here to you guys. At this point, you know me very well. Mm-hmm. I would make the same decision tomorrow. There could be no opponent, and yeah, we would endorse the invisible candidate.
Yeah, your decision was completely defendable. They got to the point where they broke your back, and it was just unacceptable. And so you have to exercise whatever control, whatever ability you have to defend the city, to defend your members. I like Marty, but I supported what you did completely. I didn't just report about it. I supported it because I found that letter reprehensible. The only credibility and honesty and character type description of it that I will give is that they amazingly set it out days before an election. That's usually the creepy kind of thing that would go out today. So at least I give them credit. They did it right in your face. And again, I don't know if they thought it wasn't going to get out. So I don't want to give them too much credit, but I know I got the letter. So if it got leaked and that's the reason it came out, then I take back the credit I'm giving them because they didn't do it transparently. It just got leaked. That's a big difference. Hey, John, let me give you a quick comment, quick closing comment, and then I have to run.
Yeah, absolutely. No, so, but I appreciate all the coverage. I appreciate everything you do for me. I really hope and I truly believe that there's not going to be any retaliation.
Good.
I think that really needs to be said.
Good.
And we hope, right? We don't exactly know what's going to happen, but we did what we had to do. We continue to fight the state. We're going to testify today in front of the Senate committee in regards to the changes that were made to the takeover bill. I believe that we're going to be successful. We're going to restore those rights. And in the future, I believe that we will restore a relationship with the mayor's office when that time comes. And, you know, all the pieces will end up fitting together. So I think everything's going to end up working out.
Also, Vince Mazzeo has been very anti- your position as well, correct?
Vince Mazzio, actually, believe it or not, you know, politics is a strange world. He was the one that originally took the meeting, and he, you know, passed this bill through the assembly. So, you know, I have to give, you know, credit where credit's due, and we're kind of in the position with, you know, going to the Senate, and this thing's going to be voted on, and it started, you know, in the assembly with Vince Mazzio.
So I want to be clear on that and also give credit where credit's due. Vince Mazzio is with you on this issue.
We boot 100%. I mean, it passed through the assembly 70-1 with and he, you know, he helped make the changes to the takeover bill so that it would be more favorable to the employees in the city. Yes.
I take back the earlier comment. Excellent news. Good to talk to you. I thought that he was with Marty and with the whole gang, the whole, you know, our gang on this thing. Thank you, John. Let's keep in touch. And
absolutely.
And by the way, before you hang up, to the listeners, every public issue that I've dealt with John Varallo on, he has never said anything to me that didn't check out. I don't often find that to be the case, John, and that speaks to your integrity. And it takes a lot for me to trust a person. I trust what you say.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you, Harry.
Thank you, John. Be well. Keep in touch.
You got it.
Thank you.
You too. See you, Bob.
It is 35 minutes past the hour. He is John Varallo. I am Hurley in the Morning. When we come back, Steve Lehman is an independent candidate for mayor of Atlantic City. He is serious about this race. I spoke to his campaign manager about 2 or 3 days ago, and we set up this appearance before Election Day, and he's in. He has filed as an independent. He had contemplated running as a Democrat in the Democratic primary, and he studied the realities of the landscape and everything, and then made a course correction and made a decision that he was still running, but that he would run as an independent. You'll hear from Steve Lehman next, right after the break. So you will have Marty Small as the bona fide Democratic nominee, elected as the Democratic nominee in the primary election of this past Tuesday. You will have Tom Forkin, who was elected and nominated as the Republican nominee. And you will have Steve Lehman, who is running as an independent. There may be some other people out there that I've heard different potentials for independent candidacies. Whitehead, Delgado. I mean, there's still some moving parts that haven't totally shaken out yet. We'll get Steve Lehman's take on the realities of, I mean, we saw the Democratic line held big time. The Republican line held big time. I spoke with a friend of mine in the media from another part of the state yesterday, and that was, he told me, what was the big story? I said, well, obviously, Palestina in a rout. You had Marty Small in a rout. But in addition to them winning big, the line held big time. And Steve Lehman is no stranger. Believe me when I tell you, he's a former mayor himself. No stranger to politics. We'll get his take next on the Hurley in the Morning program.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Fox News, I'm Sal Chiangrasso. Some COVID rules relief in California.
California Governor Gavin Newsom lifting most of his state's COVID restrictions. The order rolls back rules on masks and distancing, although unvaccinated people are still being asked to wear face coverings in public. No word on how the state plans to enforce that.
Fox's John Scott. Police in Austin have arrested one suspect and are searching for another after a mass shooting on a crowded downtown street early Saturday in which 14 people were wounded. The price to rocket into space next month with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his brother is $28 million. That's the winning bid during Saturday's live online auction. Bezos' rocket company Blue Origin did not announce the winner's name. The identity will be revealed closer to the brief up and down flight from West Texas on July 20th. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Dr. Meg Fisher. By getting fully vaccinated, you can protect yourself and others, enjoy more activities with family and friends, and help end this deadly pandemic. You need 2 doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine to get the best protection against COVID-19. You can get your second dose at any site in the state. Visit covid19.nj.gov/finder or call 855-568-0545.
Thanks for calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. This is Sarah. How can I help?
I've been thinking.
What have you been thinking about?
Decluttering.
And what did you decide?
I decided I should do it a lot more often.
Well, you definitely called the right number.
I decided I should declutter more often because it's an important part of a balanced and healthy life.
Oh? Tell me more.
We shower regularly to get rid of what we've accumulated.
Yes.
And we cut our hair to get rid of what we've accumulated.
Yes.
And there are other important things we do just to get rid of what we've accumulated.
Have you ever noticed that 1-800-GOT-JUNK has a question mark at the end of it?
Yes, I have noticed that.
We make junk disappear.
All I have to do is point.
All you have to do is point.
Can you come right now?
We're on our way.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Are you worried about air quality in your home, office, or business? Jenkins understands that your safety, health, and wellness are top priority. So that's why they recommend installing an Aeris air scrubber with Active Pure technology. Aeris has been tested and shown to inactivate over 99% of highly concentrated airborne viruses, including COVID-19 and other cold and flu viruses. Plus, it can eliminate dust, pollen, and mold in an enclosed setting in just 3 minutes. Air scrubbers with Active Pure technology enables homeowners and business owners to go offense against airborne coronavirus. Surround your family or customers with protective virus inactivating air by installing an Aeris air scrubber with Active Pure from Jenkins.
Jenkins Plumbing and Heating. We're always here for you. Jenkins Plumbing.
Call Jenkins Plumbing and Heating, 609-641-6440. Online at jenkinsandsons.com.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Rather cloudy sky overnight, low 60. And nice day Sunday, times of clouds and sunshine, high 79. Rather cloudy Sunday night, just a brief shower in the early morning, low 64. And then Monday, clouds, some sun, a spotty morning shower. A thunderstorm around in the afternoon with a high of 80. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Bowers on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
This is the best of Hurley in the morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
43 minutes past the hour. The first of what I would venture to say will be many visits during Decision 2021 now that the general election is on. Joining us is a former mayor, Steve Lehman, who would like to be the next mayor of Atlantic City, filed and ready to go, running as an independent in the November general election. General election day is November 2nd. But remember, for the first time ever, we will actually have early voting. It wasn't ready for the primary. We will have a number of days of early voting. So election day is not November 2nd. It's not first Tuesday anymore. Steve, welcome back to Hurley in the Morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Harry. Good morning to you and your listeners. Thanks for the opportunity of speaking with you this morning.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Mayor. So you are serious. I know you. You're a serious man. So this is no joke. You're a serious independent candidate running for mayor of Atlantic City. Tell us why.
Well, let's talk about the condition of our city. But before we go to that, this was not a win. We established that we were going to be running in July of last year. We had anticipated that we were going to run as a Democrat in the primary. When I saw the field and what was going on, I didn't like what I saw. I think both candidates, the current mayor and Mr. Foley, did a very poor job in presenting their positions to the city of Atlantic City. Today, I'd like to talk about three initiatives. I am a serious guy. I know how to manage a city, and this is the first thing I'd like to talk about. Can we start with that, Harry?
Of course. Time is yours.
All right. My first initiative is a living wage increase. I propose a living wage of $18 an hour. That's $37,400 yearly. With two adult wage earners in the house, that's $74,800 annually. Currently, the median income per adult employed in Atlantic City is $25,000 a year. That's only $50,000 per adult wage earner in the house. We need to increase wages for any employer who employs more than 75 people. That would be for full and part-time. Those who live in the city will spend the extra money locally, and the whole region would prosper. That living wage initiative is the cornerstone of my campaign. I'm not about minimums. This is about giving everybody an opportunity to make more money in our city. And I have a couple more initiatives. If you don't mind, I'd like to go through that. Is that okay?
Oh, of course it is, Steve. But give me an extra 30 seconds on the first initiative. Where does the money come from to do that?
Well, when you take a look at how well the casinos had done during the COVID shutdown, they had a 17% gross revenue. But their net revenue has went through the roof. They have done very well. That's why the casinos have asked the Assembly and the Senate to reevaluate the pilot program. They know that how the pilot program worked was a double-edged sword. If they did better, they'd pay more in tax revenue. We need to get some of that money to the citizens of our city. The back of the house and the casinos are just not making enough money, and that's why we have a poverty rate of 41%.
Okay. Your second plank.
And the second thing.
Yeah.
The second thing, let's talk trash. The city is not clean. Everyone you talk to is very upset with how the city looks. I have a beautification plan. When COVID hit last March, most people stayed home. Prior to COVID, we produced 50 tons of trash daily. That's 250 tons weekly. Now during COVID, we're producing 70 tons daily. That's an increase of 100 tons per week, equaling 350 tons.
Wow.
Clearly, we did not have enough totes or trash bins. Ari, this is a health emergency. The beautification plan I want to put in place is we immediately have to place an order to get more totes. It's estimated that we'll need 20,000 totes for the city. The totes that are currently on the street are either worn out or broken. The lids are not shutting. The cost of totes are about $80 per tote. That's $1.6 million increase in expense. Mm. I have an opportunity to take a look at how we need to do this. The next thing we need to do is have a discussion with the business community. When they file for their business license, they need to provide an affidavit telling us how they handle their trash management. The next thing we need to do is have a talk with the code office to ensure that when someone files for a building permit, they also provide a trash management plan. Currently, those processes are not in place. The current trash management company who picks up the trash in the city has a city split up into five sections. I propose that each section have a convenience center where people can bring additional trash. How we're going to pay for this? The city received a $33 million COVID grant. We can access that money to pay for the increase in trash cost. And just doing a better job in picking up trash will make our city cleaner.
Steve, hold on. We're going to take our final break. If you're not done the second plank of your platform, the time will be yours when we come back, and then we'll have plenty of time for you to talk about the third item on your plan. And I will say this. It's very refreshing to actually hear ideas. This sounds like so basic, but rarely Denny Levinson campaigns specifically on about three things, and that's it. I've either done this, this, and this, or I'm going to do this, this, and this. And he tells you what it is and breaks it down and shows you how it can happen. Very rarely, we hear like a lot of foo-foo stuff, puffy stuff about what somebody's going to do. And that's why, I guess you may have gotten to it if I didn't even do it, but that's why I drilled down on the first item, where would you get the money to pay for it? Because great ideas are wonderful, but they have to be paid for. So there's two items out on the table, and you explained the expense, and you also explained the revenue side. More with Steve Lehman right after this. With Steve, I am.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, Late Night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
On some models, excludes Corvette with GM financing, excludes prior sales. See dealer for details.
As you know, most car dealers in our area are still having trouble getting cars and charging a lot more for them.
But Bennett Chevy isn't like most dealers. We kept what you love, our famous GM supplier employee prices. It's incredible. You pay what our supplier employees pay and not one penny more. And Bennett also gives you all the rebates. That's up to 25% off MSRP. 25% off.
Plus, we've still got available 0% financing to save you.
you even more. Shopping for pre-owned? Well, Bennett's still paying a minimum $7,000 for trades. So if any old junker is worth at least $7,000 towards any pre-owned in stock, think of how much your good trade is worth. And Bennett's now an authorized lease return center for all brands. And with our non-commissioned sales staff paid on your satisfaction, not how much you spend, there's no pressure, no hassles. The best prices, low rates, the most for trades. Nobody beats Bennett. Find new roads at Bennett Chevy, Egg Harbor Township, and BennettChevy.com.
This is the sound of a family of four, all working away on their devices. See, with Xfinity Internet, they now get Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig to handle all the homework, work, and streaming they throw at it. So no more arguments over who's hogging the Wi-Fi. Oh, my bad. Xfinity delivers faster Wi-Fi speed to handle a house full of devices. Can your internet do that?
Learn more about our latest breakthrough, Gig Speed Wi-Fi, and all of our other speed options. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $34.99 a month for 24 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay and 6/30/21. Restrictions apply. New Performance Pro 200 megabits per second internet customers only. Equipment, taxes and fees extra, and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gigabit internet and compatible X-Fi gateway. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Hello, New Jersey. Switching to GEICO is a good idea, especially when you consider everything.
First off, GEICO makes it easy to switch, and you can contact your local agent for personalized assistance.
But if it's so easy, you might start thinking everything is easy, even jousting. And it's not. Just ask my cousin Ernie.
Well, if you switch to GEICO, you could save hundreds on car insurance, and you could keep saving by bundling your motorcycle, boat, and RV, plus your home or renter's insurance.
But saving money might cause you to feel rich, which might lead you to hire a butler. Do you really need a butler?
Well, they do have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And they offer discounts to military and federal employees.
But after you switch, you might be so happy that you celebrate by doing the Running Man, and nobody does the Running Man anymore.
Well, GEICO is the largest car insurer in the state and has been saving people money for over 75 years. It's hard to beat that.
But you're right.
Switch to GEICO. It's obviously a good idea.
Hi, this is Blaze from Circle Hyundai, and it's our Circle Hyundai Friends and Family Discount. We have plenty of new Hyundais in inventory.
From the all-electric 2021 Hyundai Kona EV Ultimate to the 2021 Hyundai Palisade Limited All-Wheel Drive, every vehicle qualifies for Friends and Family Discount.
Dude, did you know it's Circle Hyundai's Friends and Family Discount on any new Hyundai in stock?
Yes, it's awesome, and we have hundreds of Hyundais ready for immediate delivery only here at Circle Hyundai in Shrewsbury.
All Circle Hyundais are backed by America's Best Warranty 10-year, 100,000-mile limited power train warranty and Hyundai Assurance. And you get the Circle Hyundai Friends and Family Discount.
Remember, it's our Circle Hyundai Friends and Family Discount. We have plenty of new Hyundais to choose from.
Go to CircleHyundai.com. Check out our huge inventory. See for yourself or visit us here in Shrewsbury.
Be a part of the Circle Hyundai family, where we're making our mark one customer at a time by giving you the Friends and Family Discount.
I'm Kevin. Come join the Circle family.
I'm Craig. Now don't forget the Friends and Family Discount.
At Home Recreation, New Jersey's largest swimming pool, spa, and patio stores are ready to go with all your backyard pool needs for the summer. Pools, patio furniture, all in stock and ready to go. Huge selection and low start of summer pricing. They have chlorine. They have pools. They have patio sets and backyard seating groups in stock, ready to go. In addition, At Home Recreation is offering 12 months free financing or a free in-pool light with your pool purchase. They are fully stocked with pool equipment and pool toys to help your backyard resort be its best. At Home Recreation has a wide selection of e-bikes at summer sale pricing. Do not wait. Hurry in today. At Home Recreation at Route 18 North in East Brunswick, Highway 36 in Hazlitt, Route 88 Brick and Bay Avenue in Manahawkin. They have chlorine. They have pools. They have patio sets and backyard seating groups in stock, ready to go. Visit athomerecreation.com for a store near you. That's athomerecreation.com.
Texting and more.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, Late Night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
54 minutes past the hour with Steve Lehman. And if you have not heard Steve Lehman on the program, and he's been on the program many times during the entire existence of this program, Steve and I go back a long way. Former mayor, so he does understand local government. A serious candidate. Now, I know that Steve knows this. Maybe at the end we can talk about this for a minute or so. because obviously he's in it and he's in it to win it. But there is that reality of Atlantic City about 10 to 1, 11 or 12 to 1, depending on who you listen to in terms of Democrat voter registration advantage. No small feat. But of course, Don Guardian did do it as a Republican. So it's been proven that it's not impossible, but it's challenging. All right, Mayor, back to you. Time is yours. If you're not done the second point, finish up. And then there's time to do the third item. And then maybe we can tease that sort of party registration reality that you will certainly have to contend with. Mayor, time is yours.
So with the trash management proposal that I'm putting together, we need more totes. We need a public-private partnership with the current carrier who is removing the trash. Those people are great people. They know what they're doing. They've been in this business for a very long time. We need to expand that public-private partnership to really understand that trash management will make our city a lot cleaner. The third initiative that I'd like to talk about is the Marijuana Jobs Initiative. With the change of the state law, marijuana is now a legal commodity. We have 27 million people coming to the city as tourists. It's projected that 8 million people will be purchasing a marijuana product. My proposal is that we establish a distribution and sales process that does not operate from storefronts. Let me say that again. No storefronts. We need to have a comprehensive delivery service program that employs locals who live in the city to work as delivery service couriers. I have been talking to a company that's international and nationally recognized as a marijuana growery. They want to establish a 55,000 square foot vertical brewery in our city. This facility would employ 800 to 1,000 local people, paying $22 to $25 per hour. In the region, many municipalities have decided not to allow marijuana sales in their community. This is truly an opportunity for Atlantic City to capitalize on providing an effective, efficient delivery service. This product would be sold out of Atlantic City. Therefore, the taxes would be kept in Atlantic City. This is a municipal tax, meaning that all proceeds would stay in our city. This initiative for the marijuana in the delivery service with no storefronts and getting a vertical growery would increase jobs to about 1,500 new good-paying jobs.
95.5 FM, 8 night, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. From Harry Hurley Way in the world's playground to the broadcast pioneers of Philadelphia Hall of Fame.
I want to congratulate my friend, Harry Hurley.
You're about to find out why Harry Hurley has been named to the Talkers Magazine list of the 100 most important talk show hosts in the nation. Live from the studios of Town Square Media in Northfield, it's Hurley in the Morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
I was just talking to someone during the break, and they said, and I mean literally to the last second, and they said, all right, well, I'm going in this direction. They're going west. Which would be better? Which would I keep the signal longer, the AM or the FM? Going that direction, the FM, but I gave the better definitive answer. I said, the app. Then you take it the whole way. Never forget. I'll tell you, and we're working really hard, but you will always have like a default with a certain number of folks that are just so used to the AM band, the FM band, that they forget. Like I've had people say, oh, I was listening and it was really great, but then I got out of range. I said, you were never out of range. Just put it on the app and you can listen anywhere on the planet in real time. There's a minute or so, not even seconds, 30 seconds, whatever it is, latency, but that's still live to you. If you're two states away, 10 states away, 200 miles away. So don't be thinking about, all right, well, I'll put it on the AM, then I'll switch it to the FM, but then I lose the show. You don't lose the show at all. Just listen on the app, and you got it. You got it 24/7. All right, so many things to share with you. The two contested races that caught most attention, because let's just be honest, let's be real. If you're a walkover, if you're winning by acclamation, if you're not running against anyone, it's not interesting. If you have a contested primary, then that's interesting. Especially if there are people who say that, I think this one's going to win. Oh, I think this one's going to win. Some people thought Tom Foley was going to win. I didn't think Tom Foley was going to win. But Tom Foley ran a good campaign. It was a tough campaign. And I knew it was over for sure when I got the actual messenger ballot totals that had Foley at 600, Marty Small at 545. It was over. Over. The only way Foley could have won is he would have needed shock and awe on messenger ballots. It wasn't going to happen at the voting machines, and it didn't. Even, and we called it basically a zombie election because the turnout was so light. We were doing reports. If you follow my Facebook page, I tell people on election day, please follow my Facebook page because I will put up information. And then when we get better information and more current information, we will put that up. And we were doing that last night until 11:30 at night. I had already called Marty's race early, Vince's race early. And then I was ready to just try to go to sleep at about 9:30. Then I wound up staying up for a little while longer and was still up at 11:30 and still posting where we had better and better and more data. But on the machine totals in Atlantic City, it was Small 18:28, Foley 4:38. It's a big win. I guess it's a small win. The mail-in, Foley 600, Small 545. Now, at some point I had to go to sleep, so maybe there were some late ballots that got turned in, and there'll be some other ballots that will still be reviewed. These numbers will continue to be adjusted, but that's basically where you're at. The council races, the Atlantic City regular Democrat line held. Newcomers Bruce Weeks and Stephanie Marshall finished 1 and 2 with 1,661 and 1,615 votes. Long time. This would, I think, be a record. Maybe Mancuso, tie of Mancuso. Mancuso was 5, I think, because this is the general election. These are the winners. They didn't just win yesterday. They won 4-year terms yesterday. They got to still run. And they will still have a challenge. Forkin is in there. You might have somebody who's the former councilman that didn't run in the primary and might run in the general. So there may be some challenge. There will be some challenge. But yesterday was it. And Tibbett was at 1566. When you run on a ticket, I have to say that's pretty good. Three people running on a ticket. Usually the first one wins by about 50 over the second one. The second one wins by about 50. Sometimes it's closer. You had John Risley and Phil Gunther. It was remarkable. I think they were within something like 2 votes of each other with like 50,000 votes or something. It was quite amazing. But this is pretty typical, though. About 50 separating each one, not even quite 50. And the line held. And I see no evidence anybody was double-crossing anybody because they were all packed pretty tight, which is a good thing. That means that this ticket, the regular Democrat ticket in Atlantic City, was loyal to one another. One I just want to throw out because it never really got talked about, Lisa Giampetti did have a challenger, but we told you from the beginning that that was almost a name only. It was not going to go anywhere and that she would win. And I'm hearing these reports where they say it appears that Lisa Giampetti will be the Democrat nominee running against Joe Giralo. Well, wait a minute. Lisa Giampetti, I'm rounding it up just barely. Lisa Giampetti won 7,000 to 700 at the polls, the machine totals. What are we saying? It appears that she's the winner. What does that even mean? What do you got to win by? 10 times isn't good enough? That's very unusual to win by that margin. And when that happens, you say Lisa Giampetti will be the Democrat nominee. And she will be running against Joe Girallo. And I'm going to tell you something. This Joe Girallo is a superstar. He's got all the tools that you want to see. You know what a fan I am of the Hurley likability quotient. I am telling you, if you've got that, you can actually make innocent mistakes. You don't have to be the most qualified. It's nice if you are. Likeability, you cannot over-assess that. It's so huge. He's got that. He's also competent. I like Joe Girallo's chances of being the next Atlanta County clerk, but this will be a tough race. Even though he was unopposed, I have to say, Frank Ballas is such a prolific vote-getter. You know, I go all the way back to Frank's first campaign when even Republican friends were saying, yeah, Frank, you know, you're going to lose, but you know, this will be good for you for the future. I mean, nobody gave this guy a chance because Jim McGettigan had just been crushing people. Crushed Dick Squires, crushed all kinds of people. Was their highest vote getter until Denny Levinson retired him. I wrote a column, you could Google it, and it was so apparent to me. Jim McGettigan took the position, oh yes, a free run. He ran for county executive. I said, Jim, because we've known each other for a lifetime. I said, Jim, there's no such thing as a free run. I said, Denny Levinson is going to absolutely eviscerate you. And you're going to get tagged. You're going to get crushed. And that is going to be, that is how you will be cast going into your election year. He thought because it was the year before, it was a free run. Denny Levinson, it was masterclass. He annihilated the highest vote getter the Democrats had ever had, period. The most votes ever. And he beat everybody that the Republicans put up. When I tell you Denny Levinson, you can read my piece on this, it's very fresh in my mind, even though I wrote it a long time ago. Denny softened him up so bad, it turned out that Denny showed that Jim McGettigan did not even know the size of his own budget. When you run a company, when you run a department, in this case an agency, you have to know the size of your annual budget. He didn't know it. Denny Levinson exposed him as incompetent, and it made a joke of him. And then Frank Ballas finished the deal and crushed him. It was not just a victory, it was an incredible mandate. And another thing, Ballas's opponent, the Democrat, I want to say it's Bennett, I think, but I have it here in my briefcase. Ballas got over 3,000 more votes than she did yesterday. Even though it was a zombie election and a very poor turnout, the Atlanta County regular Republican line under the auspices of Vince Palestina, and you want to say Jack Cittarelli at the top, we told you he was going to win. I'm not going to say a whole lot about that because I knew he was going to win, and I knew he was going to get over 50%, even though he was running against a whole bunch of other people. It went exactly as I knew it would go. You haven't heard me talk a lot about that because that was never in doubt. We spent our time, we only have a finite amount of time. We spent our time talking about things that actually, you know, were in play. Even though they both turned out, incidentally, the Atlantic City Democratic line, the Atlantic County Republican line, strongly held. We'll talk about it more coming up as the hour goes on. But Palestina at the machines won 69% of the vote, which obviously means Seth had 31% of the vote, and Palestina leads in the vote by mail, and this probably will go up a little bit. He leads by a little more than 500 messenger absentee ballots. So that's a lot when you're talking about a smaller number in terms of the vote turnout. So Seth is, Vince is going to wind up winning that, I don't even know, 72, 73% of the vote, something like that, maybe a little higher even. It's definitely going to be over 70%. And I have a prescription for the general election campaign that I'm going to share a little bit later in the hour. Let's get to Sean Hannity. We'll be back in just a little bit. Sean, and then our Hurley in the Morning timeout. And what I mentioned, but then I stopped talking about it. I was up during Hannity's program, and his voice, he is struggling right now. I don't know if he has a sinus infection that then turns into like what's called a pharyngitis or a laryngitis, but it was painful to listen because it hurt listening to it because you saw or you could hear how much he was struggling. Because the vocal cords, when they get inflamed and infected, you need the vocal cords have to vibrate in order to create the spoken word. And when they get all angry and swollen and inflamed, infected, there are times where you can't speak at all. It's just gone. I have followed Sean's entire career. It's so rare for him to have laryngitis. That's why I'm telling you, I wish he didn't do like he was a smoker for a long time and a vapor. You know, that's the kind of stuff. You got to take care of the instrument. I know it's an addiction and all that, but you got to take care of the instrument because that can also lend to infections and things like that. But I heard it last night, and anybody that's in this business, and you don't have to be in the business, I just have such compassion for that. It hurts. And you want to keep working, and then you're straining your vocal cords. It can get very serious. All right, we'll be back here, Sean.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Joe Manchin is now a racist. Same with Senator Sinema. These are the attacks that you get if you dare to go against the radicalism of this new left wing. I mean, the funny thing is, you can't have a more radically left president than Joe Biden. His agenda is the Bolshevik Bernie squad agenda. It is far left socialism, new Green Deal socialism. And anybody that opposes it will be called every and any name in the book. I mean, Jane Fonda's out there condemning Biden for failing to be bold on climate change. He's not acting fast enough. Well, what do you think the COVID emergency relief monies were all about? That money was being funneled as a down payment for the new Green Deal.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, last year there was a victim of identity theft every 3 seconds. Now, a criminal, they could be spending your money, applying for loans in your name, damaging your good credit, and even selling your personal information on the dark web. Now, the answer? LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock, they see threats you will miss on your own if you're only monitoring credit, and they will alert you if they find something that could be suspicious. And if you become a victim of identity theft, well, they have U.S.-based identity restoration specialists that will work to fix it for you. And nobody can prevent all identity theft and monitor every single transaction of every business, but LifeLock by Norton can help protect your personal information. Join now, this week only. It's the Better Than Black Friday sale. Save up to 35% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Hannity. Now, this sale is only 7 days. Go to LifeLock.com right now. Use the promo code Hannity. Save up to 35%. Don't wait. Offer ends June 13th.
This is the best of Hurley in the Morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
This is Harry Hurley for the Atlantic City Rescue Mission. During times of uncertainty, the need in general is never greater, such is the case at the Atlantic City Rescue Mission.
The Atlantic City Rescue Mission is in the job of both changing and saving lives. They serve meals 7 days a week. Breakfast is at 7 a.m., dinner is at 5 p.m. They practice social distancing, temperature scans, and extra disinfecting cleaning measures. They have an emergency plan in place, and they are a certified DCA emergency shelter. The Atlantic City Rescue Mission is in contact with all state, county, and local health and emergency management services. The Atlantic City Rescue Mission has an immediate emergency need for monetary donations. You can help by going to their website at acrescuemission.org. That's acrescuemission.org. Dan Brown and his incredibly hardworking staff are on the job 24/7, as they always have been. This is Harry Hurley for the Atlantic City Rescue Mission.
You asked for it. You got it. Fast Track Checkout at either Matt Latkia location. Buy it your way. Complete your purchase online or have us deliver it during the Trade Up to a Kia sales event at Matt Latkia in Egg Harbor Township or Tom's River. Zero money down and 0% financing for up to 60 months on every 2021 Kia Soul, Sportage, or Forte. Plus, we need your trade, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Get out of that old car you hate with zero down payment and 0% APR financing available for up to 60 months. Try Fast Track Checkout. Purchase completely online and have us deliver right to your home or office. Only at Matt Blatt Kia, where you can't make a mistake with our 4-day love it or leave it return policy.
It's gotta be a Matt Blatt Kia.
Offers with approved Tier 1 or 2 credit through Kia Motors Finance. Not all will qualify. 0% based on 1667 for 1,000 borrowed. Negative equity financed into new loan. Go to MattBlattKiaNJ.com for complete details. Expires 7-6-2021. Matt Blatt Kia, 6211. Black Horse Pike, Egg Harbor Township. And now on Route 37 in Tom's River.
Do you hunt, fish, shoot, or just love the outdoors? How about guns, ammo, bait, tackle, or archery? Bucktails Outfitters is a fully loaded outdoor sporting goods store. Bucktails Outfitters buys and trades any gun, offering one of the best gunsmiths around. Want to custom build a firearm? Need to get set up for a day on the water? They'll help you get fully equipped. Located on Bears Head Road and Route 40 in Mays Landing, 609-829-2229 or bucktailsoutfitters.com.
What better way to kick off summer than with an adventure at Storybook Land? Storybook Land, celebrating over 66 years of family fun, is more than just rides. It's an atmosphere. Storybook Land brings classic childhood stories to life through creative displays in this fully shaded theme park. Visit StorybookLand.com and check out their special events and birthday packages. Bring the whole family and create your own story at Storybook Land.
Create your own story at Storybook Land.
Storybook Land, Black Horse Pike, Egg Harbor Township.
Hi, this is Blaze from Circle Hyundai, and it's our Circle Hyundai Friends and Family Discount. We have plenty of new Hyundais in inventory.
From the all-electric 2021 Hyundai Kona EV Ultimate to the 2021 Hyundai Palisade Limited All-Wheel Drive, every vehicle qualifies for Friends and Family Discount.
Dude, did you know it's Circle Hyundai's Friends and Family Discount on any new Hyundai in stock?
Yes, it's awesome, and we have hundreds of Hyundais ready for immediate delivery only here at Circle Hyundai in Shrewsbury.
All Circle Hyundais are backed by America's best warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and Hyundai Assurance, and you get the Circle Hyundai Friends and Family Discount.
Remember, it's our Circle Hyundai Friends and Family Discount. We have plenty of new Hyundais to choose from.
Go to CircleHyundai.com. Check out our huge inventory. See for yourself or visit us here in Shrewsbury.
Be a part of the Circle Hyundai family, where we're making our mark one customer at a time by giving you the Friends and Family Discount.
I'm Kevin. Come join the Circle family.
I'm Craig. Now don't forget the Friends and Family Discount.
If you're
This is the best of Hurley in the morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Thank you, Sean. I am very pleased to report that joining us in about 9 minutes, in fact, in 9 minutes, will be the, it's now, well, the election's not certified, but it's official. I'm going to say the official Republican nominee, not just the endorsed Republican candidate, but the Republican nominee for the New Jersey State Senate in District 2 for the second time. I'll tell you, I have to go through the history books. I don't know that that's ever happened before. I'm not talking about somebody that was in and just runs for re-election. I don't know that anyone has ever been. It's. I think it's one of the toughest positions, and I don't mean winning the general. That's obviously very tough. Becoming the Republican nominee in District 2 is one of the heaviest lifts in electoral politics in the state of New Jersey. It's that big a seat. It's that important. It's that coveted. Let me share with you my thoughts My article that I filed about 5 o'clock this morning at WPGTalkRadio.com is titled, Palestina Defeats Grossman, Atlanta County Republicans Must Unite. Former New Jersey Assemblyman Vince Palestina and the Atlanta County Republican ballot line held strong yesterday on primary election day. Palestina defeated his primary election opponent, Seth Grossman, at the polls by a wide margin of 69% to 31% to win the Republican nomination for the New Jersey State Senate in District 2. Palestina also holds a commanding 500-plus vote-by-mail lead, meaning his ultimate vote total will go beyond 70% of the vote captured. It was a bruising and hard-fought internal Republican battle. The most important thing now for the Atlanta County Republicans is to unite. The Democrats are united behind a well-known but very weak and ineffective state Senate nominee, Vince Mazzeo. If the Republicans unite in Atlanta County, they have a great opportunity to win at least two of the three state legislative seats, possibly all three legislative seats. Neither political party has held all three legislative seats in District 2 since former state Senator Bill Gormley held unprecedented electoral power. Immediately following last night's victory, Palestina demonstrated perfect pitch and sounded the unity message as the general election officially begins now. Quote, tonight, meaning last night, the voters of Atlanta County sent a clear message about the kind of Republican they want leading our ticket in the second legislative district this fall, said Palestina. By the way, sidebar, I completely agree with that. It was a mandate. Quote, now it's time for our party to come together and defeat Vince Mazzeo and the increasingly radical Phil Murphy Democrats this November, quote unquote, said Palestina. Palestina and his running mates, Don Guardian and Claire Swift, will face Mazzeo and his team of John Armato and Karen Fitzpatrick in the November 2, 2021 general election. A proactive and committed Atlanta County Republican Party chairman, Keith Davis, will also be very important during this general election campaign. For the first time ever, New Jersey will have early voting available at the polls. This is a new dynamic that will have to be effectively managed by both political parties, along with a return to traditional vote-by-mail practices. I want to get the break in right now, which is going to get us here right where we want to be at 7:35, when we'll be joined live by Assemblyman Palestina. And I'm not surprised at all. I got a message from Seth while I was sharing my thoughts with you, and Seth wrote me about 2 minutes ago during my commentary. And he asked any time to talk about the election. As you can see, I'm getting up. I'm going to just write him right now, absolutely. And I'm just going to look at the schedule during the break. We'll be back with Vince Palestina in just a little bit. Don't go away.
This is the best of Hurley in the morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
News, I'm Sal Giancrasso. President Biden urged G7 leaders meeting in England to call out and compete with China. And the president has other key overseas issues to deal with.
President Biden is scheduled to hold a solo news conference Wednesday. It's after meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The highly anticipated summit will take place in Switzerland. White House says Biden plans to address several contentious issues with Putin. This includes cyber attacks linked to Russia and election interference.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. A late spring scorcher in southwestern states. Temperatures are expected to surge into the triple digits, possibly setting new records for the month of June.
Forecasters are sounding the alarm bells over the duration of the hot spell, which is expected to last nearly a week in some areas. Officials are urging people in those communities to avoid the outdoors.
That's Fox's John Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
There's only one way to stroll the boardwalk, one step at a time. And there's only one way that Boardwalk Acura and Boardwalk Honda bring quality to our customers, one step at a time. The Boardwalk family does things differently than other car dealers. From the moment you step through our doors until the moment you step into your new Acura or Honda, they promise you a quality experience. Whether you're in the market for a sedan, coupe, or SUV, new or pre-owned, you'll find an impressive inventory of the latest models with the newest technology. You'll get the low prices you want on the high-quality vehicles you love at Boardwalk Acura and Boardwalk Honda. All makes and all models are all priced to move, which means more savings for you. Visit Boardwalk Honda or Boardwalk Acura today. One step at a time, one customer at a time. Come see the quality for yourself. Easy to get to in Egg Harbor Township on Tilton Road or online at BoardwalkHonda.com and BoardwalkAcura.com.
Nya, nya, nya. Ba, ba, Babwe, Zimbabwe. The broken Bunsen burner burns so bright. South.
Jamie.
Southeast Asian Peninsula.
Hey, Jamie.
Yes.
I think the only line we need from you today is drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Cool. I just got to finish my warm-ups. Foul, foul, throw in the towel. History, history.
Switch to Progressive today.
Santa ski, slalom in a salmon skin suit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Lowe's, we're your go-to for great gardening values every day. That's why we've lowered our price on select bagged mulch, now starting at just $2.88 a bag. Mulch helps prevent weeds and retains moisture. And when you put it down around trees, shrubs, and flower beds, you'll see how beautiful it makes your outdoor space. Just in time to welcome back family and friends. Shop online and pick up in store. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. Selection and product availability vary by location. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Rather cloudy sky overnight, low 60. And nice day Sunday, times of clouds and sunshine, high 79. Rather cloudy Sunday night, just a brief shower in the early morning, low 64. And then Monday, clouds, some sun, a spotty morning shower, a thunderstorm around in the afternoon with a high of 80. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dave Bowers on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
This is the best of Hurley in the morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, thank you very much. Great one. This is Hurley in the morning. If you missed my commentary right before the bottom of the hour break, you didn't miss it. Number one, the podcast will be available as soon as I sign off. So it's the second button on the app, podcast, and you can listen to anything that you hear that, oh my gosh, I couldn't listen that day. You never have to miss a minute of the program. Even if you're not able to hear it in real time, it is there on the WPG app. It's terrific. It's perfect digital, high definition quality, and all the content is right there. And it'll have each day, and you can move. If you hear that Vince Polistena was on at 7:35, you can move very quickly right through the 6 o'clock right to 7:35, it really works very, very well in that regard, very flexible for what you want to listen to. You can hit the play button and listen to the whole thing, or you can go to any part of the program. So if you missed the commentary, it was basically my ode to Polistena because he ran a great race. He's always focused. He's always professional. He always takes care of his business. And he's extremely hardworking, and he's likable. I mean, when you put all these winning qualities together, you're typically going to have a great result. And he has a great ticket, and I know he's going to talk about that because he always talks about the team. And the line held, and I have to say, the line held beautifully yesterday. I mean, Seth really he faced a buzzsaw, and he got mowed down. I am really looking forward to my interview with Vince coming up in seconds. He's here. And at 9:05 this morning, Jim Alamut is long scheduled for the 8 o'clock hour. So no apologies for that. And at 9:05, we will be joined by Vince's vanquished opponent. But Seth made some very definitive promises that he's going to be there, that he's going to be supporting Vince, that he's going to be supporting the ticket. And I think that's a big part of unity. Unity is a word until you make it into action, make it a deed. You can say, hey, I'm going to work, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, but are you really going to do it? And if the Atlantic County Republican Party, because you can see upwards to 75% in terms of voter turnout yesterday. And they're the people that turned out. So you have to, I mean, pay homage, pay respect to that. Vince is going to have about 75% of the vote when you factor in that he has a 500 vote net plurality, if you will, or not plurality, majority, net 500 lead on Seth. So that gets added to the vote total, and he's going to be above 70%. I just don't know how many percentage points the 500 net win on the mail-in vote by mail ballots will bring up Palestina's total, but I do know it will go beyond 70%. When you get 70% in a contested election against a very formidable opponent, a very well-known opponent that has recently run in very high-profile races, yesterday was a great victory for Vince Palestina and the entire Atlanta County ticket. And the Atlanta County ticket, I'm looking at enthusiasm going into the general election. This is probably the largest margin that Republicans have outvoted Democrats in quite a long time. I really believe a lot of the things that Palestina talked about during this campaign about energy and opportunity and winning these seats and how important it is to get our representatives back in place who are actually going to go work for the people and are not working for potentates that fund multi-million dollar campaigns. So we are very fortunate to have this ticket that we have now that the general election has begun. Joining us now is last night's winner, now the Republican nominee for the state Senate, Vince Palestina. The Vince, welcome back.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me on, Harry.
How does it feel? I I've run, I've only lost, so I don't know the I know the agony of defeat. I don't know the thrill of victory, but I've done enough of this over the past 30 years to know that when you work really hard for something and you're in a very, how shall I say, hard fought, even nasty at times type of campaign, that must have been very gratifying when you saw the margin of victory.
It was, Harry. And of course, as you just mentioned, it'll end up being somewhere in the neighborhood of a 40-point victory, which of course is a huge statement from the Atlanta County voters that went out and voted for us. And of course, I want to thank everyone who went out and voted, starting with Carolyn. Of course, she was with us from the start. She launched the campaign and was tremendously helpful throughout, supportive, and all of the people who, you know, were supportive throughout and volunteering their time and donating and contributing. There were so many people out there that were helpful throughout this campaign that believed in us, that believed in the message. And so just wanted to come on, have an opportunity, obviously, to thank everyone for the mandate we got. It was, you know, the polls had me losing, of course. You know, two polls out there had me losing. You know, Seth Grossman had higher name ID. You know, and everybody was like, oh, this could be a huge upset here in Atlanta County. And not only was it not an upset, but we got a huge victory, huge mandate, and a huge referendum on what we're going to be doing now going into the November general election.
Hey, so, by the way, one of my favorite flip-flops, it was actually almost delightful. I was bleary-eyed. I had been up for about 21 hours, and I read this John Ferrugian quote. And John Ferrugian and I get along fine, but I don't like some of the stuff he does. I don't like what he did in the Testa race. I don't like what he did in your race. I thought he was particularly manipulative in your race, where he always said, oh, you know, the line is really important always, but not this time. Oh, really? It's just not this time. It's not. Then he flip-flops to how important the line was. I mean, give me a break, Jack. I mean, that was so bad. It's embarrassing. It was so bad. But the Atlanta County Republican line, and I want to give you credit. I don't want to just make it look like it was a line, but the Atlanta County Republican line held strong, Vince.
Extremely strong. And that's what I think people have to realize. And you mentioned it right when you came on. And that's what I, one of the things I wanted to talk about. The Atlanta County Republican team was a team. We were a team throughout this campaign. You know, Don Guardian, Claire Swift, Frank Ballas, I know you mentioned, Joe Girala, you mentioned, Maureen Kern, Jim Burkino, that Atlanta County Republican team, we were a team. And so what you have to realize is that everyone on the team wanted us to be the state Senate nominee. And so if they had supporters, you know, in their areas, they were going to be for our team. all the way down to the local level. We have some great, you know, local elected officials who we met throughout this campaign. People like Christy Hanselman, who is the mayor of Mullica, who, you know, is going to be on the ticket this year, who would rather see us at the top of the ticket. Carolyn Bucci, a brand new candidate in Northfield, you know, who is excited about running, said, I can't believe I never did this before, who would rather see us as the state Senate nominee. And so the line held, but also the team held. And that's what I just want to mention. You know, I know you talked about unity, and absolutely we need unity. And I just want to let everyone know there was never any divisiveness really in message. There was never any divisiveness with groups or beliefs. What occurred in this campaign is that, you know, you and many of us have always grown up around sports. You know, I played sports. I coached sports, coached my kids in basketball, baseball, you know, competed my entire life in sports. And so I know, and the frame of reference I come from is that when you have a team, you have people pulling together, working together, and it goes right to Claire Swift being a rower. When you have people united for a common cause and a common goal, and you really have people who believe in one another and are going to work as a team, that group is always going to be more successful than a collective of individuals who may have more talent but do not work as a team. And so that is the frame of reference that I have come from my entire life, and I bring to politics because politics is a team sport. So, you know, anybody talks about divisiveness, there is no divisiveness in the message. What happened in this campaign is that there were certain individuals who wanted to focus on the individual and not on the team. And there was one specific, you know, Atlantic City councilman who is in the past now, so we don't have to worry about it. But, you know, the reaction I got was, no, I'm just going to keep my head down and worry about myself. And so what happened in this campaign, the whole thing was set, was about it, was that I do not think that having somebody who is just going to keep their head down and worry about themselves is good for the team. I'm about everyone's success. I'm about, you know, tides lifting all boats. And so that's what really happened in this campaign. So going forward, there's no disunity. There's no, you know, issue with the message. We are absolutely going to bring everybody together. You just have to realize that I, as the, you know, top of the ticket, felt that I had to put the best team together that I could field. I believe unquestionably we have done that with Don Guardian, Claire Swift, and everybody else on the Atlanta County Republican team. We have, you know, dedicated public officials that have been there for many years. We have some newcomers with Claire and Don running for state legislative races. And I believe this Atlanta County Republican team is the best team we have fielded in many years. And I do believe, you know, there's going to be energy and enthusiasm from Atlanta County Republicans and unaffiliated. And we're going to get some crossover votes in the general election from people who believe the same things we believe. And I think that we have a team that is going to be able to communicate the message, you know, pro law enforcement, pro family, pro business, pro worker. We have demonstrated the things that we believe in. We're going to continue to communicate that. And I believe that we are going to be able to have a tremendous victory for the entire team come November.
Vince, so let me get the last break in because I'm hoping you'll stay for one more segment because I think it's very important. I studied these numbers. I had a hard time falling asleep last night. I was extremely jazzed up about how well I think things fell into place. And when I look at things like Frank Ballas for commissioner at large, when you factor in the messenger ballots or the vote by mail ballots, rather, some of them messengers, that he'll have over 11,000 votes. The Democrat at large candidate, Fernandez, about 7,300. Now, they had contested races, too. Giralo will have in the neighborhood of 11,000 votes, showing how that at large line really held. Because he and Frank are running in all the municipalities. You're only running in 17 of 23. Your vote total is more, substantially more than Vince Mazzeo's, and he didn't run against anybody. You ran against somebody that's going to get about 28 to 30% of the vote. So that is incredible. So I see a enthusiasm gap in the favor of Republicans to the likes of which I haven't seen in a number of election cycles. And in other words, I think there's something going on right now. I think that Republicans are going to benefit from the dissatisfaction of the president right now. That all ripples down as well to right down in this area. I think it's been like an accumulation award of dissatisfaction in terms of not having the state legislative representatives in District 2 that will actually represent the people. So I think there's a lot here. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. One more power segment with Vince Palestina. If you're just joining the program, Vince Palestina in a big win last night becomes the official Republican nominee for the state Senate in District 2. We'll be back in just a little bit.
This is the best of Hurley in the morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
At Home Recreation, New Jersey's largest swimming pool, spa, and patio stores are ready to go with all your backyard pool needs for the summer. Pools, patio furniture, all in stock and ready to go. Huge selection and low start of summer pricing. They have chlorine. They have pools. They have patio sets and backyard seating groups in stock, ready to go. In addition, At Home Recreation is offering 12 months free financing or a free in-pool light with your pool purchase. They are fully stocked with pool equipment and pool toys to help your backyard resort be its best. At Home Recreation has a wide selection of e-bikes at summer sale pricing. Do not wait. Hurry in today. At Home Recreation at Route 18 North in East Brunswick, Highway 36 in Hazlitt, Route 88 Brick and Bay Avenue in Manahawkin. They have chlorine. They have pools. They have patio sets and backyard seating groups in stock, ready to go. Visit athomerecreation.com for a store near you. That's athomerecreation.com.
You've probably always thought learning about my family history would take a lot of time and work. But with just your grandma's name and a place she lived, Ancestry can give you all kinds of amazing new details you never knew. Ancestry is family history research simplified. In just a few minutes, Ancestry's Story Scout feature can find interesting stories, not just about your grandparents, but family members from multiple generations back. Try it at Ancestry.com/country. That's Ancestry.com/country.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Of course we can help you find the right oil for your next change. We've got what your car's engine needs. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and an STP extended life oil filter for just $33.99. And you can get it all fast your way. Just order online with our free same-day store pickup or next-day delivery. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Brooke Burke, and I have a question for you. Do you ever consider just how important your feet are? They're quite literally the foundation of your body, and if you don't take care of them, you're asking for problems. That's why I wear Skechers' new Arch Fit shoes. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to make a shoe that provides total foot and arch support. They use 20 years of data to design a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch, no matter what foot type you have. Plus, Skechers Arch Fit provides extreme comfort. In fact, these just might be the most comfortable Skechers I've ever worn. Whether I'm walking or standing, they feel like a dream. Just try them on and you'll feel the instant difference. So if foot care is as important to you as it is to me, check out Skechers Arch Fit. They're podiatrist certified, they're comfortable, and they look great. Because when it comes to preserving my body, I know Skechers has my back and my feet. Get the support you need with Skechers' new Arch Fit at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
I'm Dr. Meg Fisher. By getting fully vaccinated, you can protect yourself and others, enjoy more activities with family and friends, and help end this deadly pandemic. You need 2 doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine to get the best protection against COVID-19. You can get your second dose at any site in the state. Visit covid19.nj.gov/finder or call 855-568-0545.
This is the best of Hurley in the morning, late night. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
54 minutes past the hour, Hurley in the morning with former New Jersey Assemblyman Vince Palestina, the now twice Republican nominee for the New Jersey Senate. I do believe second time is going to be the charm. I think this is now teed up. The issues favor Palestina. The Palestina pedigree favors him over Mazzeo. This has all the makings of what can be an extremely significant. I mean, I don't think you can overstate how important it is. I mean, we're losing Chris Brown, which means all 3 of these seats are open in one swoop. I don't know the last time that all 3 of these seats were open at the same time. I just don't know. And 2 of the 3 are absolutely open seats. Armato is the only one running for re-election, and he's almost the invisible man that now doesn't have Mazzeo's coattails. He's in trouble. This has all the makings of what could be a great Republican victory.
It does, Ari, and I don't know if they've ever all three been open like they are. So that's why, we've been saying all along is that we, as Republicans, we have a shot to win all three of these seats. You know, with Senator Testa down in one, of course, Senator Brown did a great job here working for us and doing what he could to promote families around here. And so I think Senator Brown will be a big part of the campaign. You know, if we can get our message out, which I believe we will. You know, Vince Mazzeo has been there for 8 years, and Vince Mazzeo has been wrong on so many issues as it relates to families, to businesses, to the casino industry in this area, that I think we are going to have a tremendous campaign, and I do think that we can win all three. And when we get all three as Republicans in this district, and we have Republicans surrounding us with Senator Testa, Senator Stanfield, hopefully in District 8, Senator Connors in District 9, all of a sudden the entire southern New Jersey shore, a good portion of South Jersey, has now become Republican-controlled legislative seats, and that's going to give us an opportunity to get our message out even further. Common message, common themes, you know, surrounding promoting businesses, promoting workers, promoting families, defending law enforcement from these ridiculous attacks that some of these radical Democrats have now had. And so I think it's going to be a great message for us. I think it's going to be a great message for Republicans generally, because I think the issues are going to be on our side. Very much looking forward to have an opportunity now as a team to communicate the our message to the voters, and I expect that they will respond, and I hope in a big way, because I do think we have a shot here. I think we should win all three of these seats, and I'm very much looking forward to getting this campaign underway.
What we have about 3 minutes in our time for this morning, Assemblyman. What is your takeaway from what happened yesterday?
So my takeaway is that Republicans are energized, like you talked about. I mean, Republicans, see what's going on in Washington, D.C., and are not happy with some of the things that have happened. I think that Republicans around here certainly are not happy with the policies of Governor Murphy. I think that, you know, as we talked about before, when everything happened with the pandemic initially and Governor Murphy had to invoke his emergency powers, I think everybody said, absolutely, you have to protect everyone. But I think some of the things that have now gone on, I think, are just going way too far for many, you know, Republicans and any unaffiliateds and even soft Democrats that believe the same things we do. People want their children in schools. People want businesses open. People want people to get back to work. This unemployment as a career choice is a situation, you know, that's now affecting our local businesses. And so I think there are so many things that people are frustrated with right now. The takeaway is Republicans are energized. Republicans are excited. I think we're going to do very well down here. I think in terms of the local races, you know, the Republicans came out and supported what they saw as a real team, a great team for Atlanta County Republicans, from the top with Jack Cittarelli all the way down to the local level. And so I think that you're going to see this year, I think more than any other, I think you're going to see the Atlantic County Republican team, those of us running for election in the fall, from the top all the way down to everyone on the local level, I think you are going to see us supporting one another, helping one another, working together, and I think that it is going to be a great victory for all of us. I think that's how you win these things. Politics is a team sport. Anyone who wants to retreat into their own silos, you know, are going to be left by themselves, because we are going to work together. We are going to battle together, and we're ultimately going to win this thing together. And so I'm looking forward to a great victory in November, and hopefully a nice party that night.
Vince, congratulations on a great victory last night, and looking forward to covering the general election. Thank you very much.
Harry, thank you, and thanks for Data Pro throughout. And great to be able to talk to you, and you gave us an opportunity to get our message out. And also hear from Seth. I mean, you gave him opportunities. You were a pro throughout, and he got his message out. We got our message out, and ultimately, you know, a 40-point victory is a mandate. And so thank you for everything you do, and we'll be talking to you a lot over the next 5 months.
Thank you, Senator. Have a great day. Congratulations. And Seth will join us at 9:05. That'll be our first opportunity to interview Seth following last night's decision in the Republican primary. Jim Malamut is next, and then Seth at 9:05.
95.5 FM and